as a good almighty God. I know me thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Oh, yeah, Adonai, we worship you, Son of God. You are so good, Almighty God. God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, Jesus, there is no one like you. Come and I keep it, God. When I keep it, God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, Jesus, there is no one like you, God. When I keep it, God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, Jesus, there is no one like you. When I keep it, God, when I keep it, God, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, Jesus, there is no one. Come and I keep it up, come and I keep it up. There is no one like you. Alpha Omega, Jesus, there is no one. Oh, glory be to God in the air. Hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercies endure forever, amen. For his mercies endure forever, amen. Hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest, amen. Oh, glory be to God in the highest, amen. For his mercy endureth forever, amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Jesus, who is seated up upon my throne. I praise you, oh Lord. I praise you, I praise you, oh Lord. In my life, I can see what you are doing. I see what you are doing. Hey, one more time. Oh yes, I did. My heart's been broken. Oh no, oh no, I did. My heart's been broken. Oh no, I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, oh, oh Lord, I praise you. I praise you. I see what you're doing one more time. I lift my hands in praise of your name. I lift my hands in praise of your name. Emmanuel, glory to your name. Emmanuel, honor to your name, honor to your name. Oh yes, glory to your name. Hey, Emmanuel, honor to your name. I'm looking to worship in my mouth, right? Glory to your name, Emmanuel. Honor to your name, Emmanuel. Glory to your name, Emmanuel. Honor to your honor. Hallelujah, glory to your name, Emmanuel, honor to your. Ah, do something new in my life, something new in my life, do something new in my life today. Jesus, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Today, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Jesus, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Today, let's begin to bless the name of the Lord, the God that is about to do something new tonight. Lift up a voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your grace that is more than sufficient. Let's thank him. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Do something new in my life. The God that can do all things. The God of possibility. Lift up a voice and begin to bless him. He's worthy of our praise. There is no like unto him. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. The one that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. We lift you up high. Before there is no like unto you. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lift up your voice. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Don't begin to appreciating for good health, we say thank you very much. Over your children, say thank you very much. Over your family, say thank you very much. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. You are the I am that I am. The lily of valley. The bright morning star. The one that cannot change. Thank you, Jesus, for your mighty hand upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Over our family. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Pray. Thank you. It's worthy to be praised. Thanks honor to me. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Declare heaven open. Father, heaven over my prayer. Open. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, your heaven must open. Over your prayer tonight, it must open tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Pray. In the name of Jesus, your heaven must open tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father. In any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, be merciful. Oh, Lord, shadow for me. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon my children, upon my wife, oh Lord. Father, be merciful. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Thank God for be merciful. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. Let your mercy prevail over judgment tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your mercy prevail. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your mercy prevail. Aha. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, we receive mercy. Say, I take authority over every principality, over every power in this environment. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Open your mouth and pray. Father, any power in my environment saying no to my prayer, be arrested tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, any power saying no to my prayer, be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, be arrested tonight. Aha, pray. Be arrested tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in tonight's prayer, attend to my situation in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to attend into your situation tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, please attend to my situation. In my name tonight. Father, attend. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Tell God to appear in your situation. In the name of Jesus. Father, appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Father, appear tonight, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Don't let me go on the same. Open your eyes. Father, appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Appear in my situation. Open your eyes. Aha, that's it. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You know, tonight is another prayer meeting. And we'll be focusing on some things tonight. I want everybody to get themselves ready. Before to pray and not to faint. Shout this prayer point loud and clear. Many of us are fighting some battle we don't even understand what we are fighting. Many of us are going through what is even beyond what we can explain. But tonight I serve the God, the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for God to do. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say every invisible power assigned to waste my life and my family. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Every power that is determined to waste your life and that of your family. Open your water. Pray. In the name of Jesus, address that one once and for all. In the name of Jesus, every power that is determined to waste my life and that of my family. You are a liar. Pray. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. Be arrested tonight. Pray. The power that is determined to waste your life, enough is enough. Address them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Address them tonight. Any power that wants to waste your life, you are a liar. Die. In Jesus.
Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray number two like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say anything in my life. You need to pray that prayer seriously. I don't know what is in your life. If that delay is in your life, it does not glorify God. If that sickness is in your life, it does not glorify God. Anything that is in you that God is not happy about, he said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. So if there is something going on that is bothering your life, God is not happy about it. I want you to take that to that word in the midst of prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, anything in my life that does not glorify God. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Pray. In the name of Jesus, anything in my life that does not glorify God, open your heart and pray. Let them be wasted. Die. Anything in my life that does not glorify God, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. Anything in your life, that shame and disgrace is not your portion. That disgrace, oh Lord, is not your portion. That sickness, oh Lord, is not your portion. Open your heart and pray. Anything in your life that does not glorify God, oh yeah, die. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are brave, beloved. Towards the end of the year like this, the enemy are always looking for people to balance their accounts. That's why you see all form of tragedy up and down. The battle that the waging war against the Christian is hard. That's why today they gave churches some strict restrictions in opening the churches. Why? Because they know that's the house of prayer. But today, I decree every gate of hell working against the churches worldwide, they shall die in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say this one with that. Say every arrow of untimely death, fire into my life in my dreams. Ha! Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death. Oh, yeah, fire into my life. Go back. Aha! Pray. Go back tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha! That's it. It must go back to the sender. I reject it. I refuse it. Open your heart and pray. He will not look at you in the name of Jesus. He will not look at the family in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death. Oh, yeah, go back to sender in the name of Jesus. He shall go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death. Go back to sender in Jesus' name. It has gone back. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say every invisible barrier that does not want my life to move forward. Hey, you are a liar! Scatter by fire. Pray. I don't know the barrier blocking you from getting married. I don't know the barrier. Say you will not make progress. I don't know the barrier. Say you will not enjoy your children. I don't know the barrier that is fighting you. Oh, yeah, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every barrier fighting your life. Open your mouth and pray. They must scatter. They must scatter. Help yourself, In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word again for somebody here tonight. And all what I need is a sevenfold amen to this prayer. I decree to everyone here tonight, including myself and my family, that in the name that is above every other name, every death sentence that is hanging upon somebody's neck, if your amen is loud, it shall scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, I decree tonight, by the power and the blood of Jesus, and the name of the Lord, which is above every other name, in the name of Jesus, throughout this year and beyond, month, nobody will pay you a condolence visit. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I decree tonight every agenda of darkness to cause sorrow in the midst of your joy. I frustrate them tonight. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray for yourself. You are still praying. Say this one loud and clear. Say every wicked foundation. The Bible says the foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous do? Ha! The good news is that the righteous can pray. Everybody has a foundation to deal with. That's why you see people going so high suddenly. Something brought them down suddenly. It's as a result of their foundation. So people have got houses, several houses, and yet today they are begging to look for a place to eat. To stay. It is as a result of some wicked foundation. You are going to lift up your voice. And then your foundation, you can keep quiet. But I know myself that I have foundation. Shout clear. Say this one without apology to any power. Say wicked foundation that is attacking my life. Hey, my brother, please pray that for your own. If you don't need your foundation, pray for your children. Pray for your own children. Dio told us a story sometime before. He said he came to minister in one of the European countries. A child that has never been to Nigeria before. When the anointing fell upon him like this, he began to speak traditional language. A big Yoruba that the prayer could not even speak. She was, why? Because there is foundation somewhere. You are going to pray. Say, every power from my foundation that has determined to mess up my life, you are a liar! Open your mouth and pray. The power from your foundation that is determined to mess up your life. Enough is enough. Oh yeah, da. Aha. Pray. Help yourself tonight. My brother and my sister, it's a prayer warfare. Open your mouth and pray. There is no more time to pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Masutala baba. Resortele bosoto riaka baba. Open your mouth and pray. Every foundation aside to mess up your destiny, to mess up your marriage, to mess up children's life, to mess up your destiny. Today they shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Hey, you are going to pray. Say this one loud and clear. I pray for somebody here. Every evil mark that is following you about. I don't know who you are, but that evil mark that is making your helpers reject you, that is making you to miss your divine helper, that mark place upon your life. If your amen is loud, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the mark is wiped away. I use the blood of Jesus to remove the mark, to remove the mark, to remove the mark. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, from now henceforth, let no power touch me, for you bear your body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means from today, that evil mark is out, and the mark of God, the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ, shall come upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. That one is the honor. You are going to pray the next one. Please, if you know that you don't like yourself, you can keep quiet. But if you know that there is things that need to happen in your life for good, you need to pray this prayer. And if you don't like yourself, you can pray for your children yet or more. Beloved, when the battle is so fierce, the children are in danger. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, battles that I know nothing about. Hey, that I'm fighting now. Hey, beloved, for 13 good years, Joseph, Genesis chapter 41, was in the prison for the sin he did not commit. Potiphar's wife lied against him, and there was an evidence of blood when he ran away. Thank God for that man. For because of that sin, he knew nothing about it. He was fighting this for 30 good years. Thank God that God sent the chief doctor to say that recommended him in the palace. He would have died in the prison. But God has an agenda for you. Beloved, many of us are fighting things that we don't even know about. It's a spiritual battle. I want you to gather your strength and pray this one loud and clear. Say, battles that I know nothing about. Fight in my life and my family. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. The battle you know nothing about, that is fighting your family, that is fighting your children, that is fighting your life, that is fighting your marriage. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, scatter tonight. Oh yes, scatter tonight. Oh yes, scatter tonight. Scatter the battle tonight. Help yourself, my friend. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, every battle that I know nothing about, that is fighting my life. Open your mouth and pray in Jesus' name. We are praying. There are some of us that are fighting the battle that we inherited. What our grandparents and great grandparents are doing is what we are doing at the moment. You need to pray against it. You need to pray against it. A man, I spoke with a man recently, he said he does not like the life that the father lived when he was alive. I think the father is still alive anyway. When they were young, the kind of life the father lived with, that he had several wives. Several wives. One, but he doesn't care about the children at all. Then he now determined that he himself, he will make sure that his children does not suffer anything like that. He said, we'll try our possible best to make sure his children will not face what he has faced. But I mean, the guy said he himself, what the father went through, he will not go through it. But my brother, my sister, because the father, there's a polygamous battle in the family. Polygam, until we will wrestle with prayer. This man, as I speak to you now, he's just in his early 40s or 45. He has had three wives. Three wives with different children in different nations. He does not want that kind of lifestyle, but that is why he finds himself. Why? It's a battle that he knows nothing about. It's an inherited battle. You are going to gather your strength. Some people, they don't go to school at all. They will try, but they will still fail. It's probably an inherited battle. In some family, they will be very beautiful, but no man will say, "Thus hear the Lord, I want to marry you." In some family, they will make you get good degree. And in some family, after getting the good degree, you will not get married. Some will get married, they will not give children. It is a battle in the family. I don't know the one facing your family, but gather your strength to pray and mention the battle loud and direct. You are about to shout this one loud and clear. Inherited battle. Assigned to send me to any grave. You need to pray that prayer. Oh, hey, I beg you, please attack what's up. You know the battle your own family. Hey, there are some inherited battle that is determined to send somebody to early grave. Early grave. God has destined that with long life it will satisfy you, but the battle kill the person at 40. The battle kill at 50. I saw a woman on the line one day, recently about 2 weeks ago, at 52, doing very well. She just collapsed, and that's the end of it in Nigeria. That's the end of it. By the time they got to her body, search this one, search that one, all kind of disease that she, when she was dancing in the party, she does not understand. There are some battles. There are some problems that you are inherited in the father. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, inherited battle. Assigned to send me to early grave. You are a liar. Scatter by fire! Pray. Oh, you are scattered the battle tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Inherited battle. The battle of your father's house. The battle of your mother's house. The battle of your in-law side. That has set of set to early grace. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, the battle that know not your part. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. This prayer is for somebody in this place. I don't know who you are, but by the time you hear the prayer point, you know this is for you. Please, everybody pray it. If you know you don't need to pray for your children. Say this one loud and clear. Say, powers that wants my journey of 4 days to become 4 years, 40 years. 4 days journey to become 40 years. I beg you, pray that prayer. You need to pray it with anger. There are some things that heaven has destined that at the age of 20 you must achieve. They push you to 30, yet you still don't achieve it. To 40, you are still struggling to achieve it. To 50, you are still begging God that God don't say, well, where will my story change? Beloved, it is a power that can transform the battle of 4 days into 40 years. The children of Israel were supposed to go from Kadesh Barnea to the promised land within 11 days. But that thing took them 40 years. They are wandering in the wilderness. I decree to somebody's life here, any battle that want to elongate your problem, if your heaven is out, the battle is scattered tonight. In the name of Jesus, it's scattered, it's scattered, it's scattered, it's scattered, it's scattered, it's scattered. In the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to pray this next one. Say, any battle in my life that wants to make a 4-day journey 40 years. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Pray. You have been married yet, no progress. Open your mouth and pray. The power that wants to make 40 journey into 40 years in your life, they must die. They must die. They must die. They must die. Wrestle against it. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants to make your own 40 days into 40 years of journey, of wilderness experience, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, John chapter 10 verse 10. He saw the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Threefold agenda. Thank God for Jesus that come to give life and abundantly. Beloved, this one you need the next prayer. To some of us on the line tonight, our children and our grandchildren, they are our joy. Each time you hear from them, you see a natural peace within yourself. Some of us, when you see your husband like this, you will be so glad that God, I thank you for giving me such a man. When you see your wife, you see God, I thank you for giving me such a woman. Some of us, when you see our job, the kind of money we collect, and I know you say, God, I thank you for this. There are some things that make us joyful. But the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I stand on the word of God tonight that cannot be broken. Any power that wants to tamper with your joy, if your heaven is loud, they grab you, open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. Now you are going to turn it to your own prayer. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every conclusion of darkness to terminate my joy. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every concluded of darkness, don't terminate my joy. Oh, yes, scatter. 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 Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Any power that want to terminate your joy, they must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must be wasted tonight. In Jesus, mighty them, we are praying. Somebody, I decree to your life that in the name that is above every other name, every network of witchcraft working against your life and your family, every network of agenda witchcraft that said they want to ruin everybody's life in your family, every power anywhere that said they have joined hand together in order to make sure that you weep over your children. The Bible said, go and join hand together. The wicked, the Bible said, they will never go unpunished. Therefore, tonight I decree, every power that joined themselves together in order to tamper with your joy, if your heaven is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I need your help. Show yourself in the name of Jesus. Tell God to show himself in your life. Father, I need your help. Only I need your help. Open your mouth and pray. Over my children, I need your help. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I need your help. In my marriage, I need your help. In my workplace, I need your help. Many people have lost their job. You need God's help. Open your mouth and pray. He said, I will lift up my eyes up to the hill. For where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. To make them with my help. Tell God to need help. I need your help, Lord. I need your help. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lift up your hand and sing this song. My helper, oh, my epa. My epa, oh, my epa. There is something that makes me come into your presence. My epa. Sing it one more time. My epa, oh, my epa. My epa, oh, my epa. There is something that makes me come into your presence. My helper. Lift up your voice and shout. Say, my father, my father, my father. I need your help in my life and my family. Show yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In your house, God must show himself. In your children's life, you must show himself. In your destiny, you must show himself. Tell God to show himself. Baba Fagbarare o, Baba Fagbarare o. Ki gbogbo araye le mo daju wipe o. Jesu ni konaba lori aye gbogbo o Baba Fagba. Ah Oluwa, Father, show yourself in my life. Oluwa, show yourself in my life. In my family, show yourself. In my destiny, show yourself. In my ministry, show yourself. In my children's life, show yourself. In my wife's life, Oluwa, show yourself. Open your heart and pray in the name of Jesus. Tell God to show himself. Oluwa o, ki gbogbo araye le mo daju wipe o. Jesu ni konaba lori aye gbogbo o Baba Fagbara re o. Thank God to show himself. Oluwa, show yourself in my family. Oluwa, show yourself in this period of time, Lord. Father, show yourself according to your job. Oluwa, show yourself in your job issue. Father, show yourself. I will not be stranded in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, raise them for me in Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray this offer. Say, every arrow of shame and disgrace that have been sent into my life, I send you back to send the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Arrow of shame and disgrace that is fired into my life. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Go back to sender. I reject you. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every arrow of shame and disgrace. Go back to sender. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for someone here. When it remains 1 minute, hey, for you and your family to be put to shame, the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, they will show forth in your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will show forth in your life. He will terminate your shame in the name of Jesus. He said, instead of shame, you shall receive double honor. I decree that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray the next one. Say, every garment of shame and disgrace designed for me and my family, you are not my size. Catch fire! Pray, 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 pray. Oh, yeah, send the garment of fire. Garment of shame and disgrace. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Aha! Pray, 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 pray. Send the garment of fire. Lord is enough. Send the garment of fire. In the name of Jesus. Garment of shame and disgrace. Oh, yeah, catch fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, catch fire tonight. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. And I want your amen to be powerful. I don't know where you are, but I don't know who you are, rather. But I want to say a big amen to this. I decree to somebody's life here, as the Lord liveth, in the name that is above every running, by the power that parted the Red Sea, any power, any personality that is sitting on the file of your testimonies, in the name of Jesus, they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, anyone that says without them, you will not make it. Anyone that has read a curse against you, if your amen is loud, that curse shall go back to sender in the name of Jesus. I decree, Balaam said, go and curse the people to Balaam. He said, go and call these people for me. He said, how can I cause who God has already blessed? Anyone paid, anyone hired in order to curse you, in order to curse your children, if your heaven is loud, that curse shall backfire tonight. It shall backfire. It shall backfire. It shall backfire. In the name of Jesus, you will never be put to shame. It shall be well with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Open your Bible with me. Today we don't have much time. We want to pray. Breaking hidden curses. Praise the name of the Lord. Breaking what? Hidden curses. And I beg you, then I will be giving few examples, and I beg everybody to listen very carefully. In Mark chapter 11, let me try and see if I can share the screen. Praise the name of the Lord. Mark chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to open the screen now. Mark chapter 11. Breaking hidden curses. Thank you, Lord. Yes. In Mark 11 verse 12. The Bible says, now, the next day, breaking hidden, I want everyone to listen to this. The next day, when they had come out of Bethany, he was hungry. That he was talking about the story of Jesus. He was hungry. And now seeing afar a fig tree, having leaves on it, he went to see it, perhaps he would find something on it. When Jesus came to it, he found nothing but only leaves, for it was not the season for figs. But Jesus now made a response. In response, Jesus said to that fig tree, from today, let no one eat fruit from you forever again. And the disciples heard it. I'm talking about breaking hidden curses. Jesus spoke to the tree that day, and that day something miraculous happened the next day. There was no fruit on the tree, and he said, from today, let no one from you ever eat from you ever. And later on, in verse 20, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up to the root. He said something. He cursed the tree, and the thing dried up to the root. Many people's destiny have been cursed. And until when you break the curse, beloved, life might be miserable. And what happened? And Peter, remembering, said, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed yesterday has withered. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, every curse spoken into your life and your family is reversed tonight in the name of Jesus. My brother, in curse. When people say something negative against you and you know about it, I beg you immediately reverse it. Don't let that thing stay. This was Jesus. So you might say, okay, because it's Jesus, he's an all-powerful Jesus, he can say anything, he will come to pass. Let's look at the man this time around. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 26, Joshua 6, 26, the Bible says, then Joshua, that was after the fall of Jericho, when they brought down Jericho, listen very carefully. And Joshua charged them at that time. He called those people around him that time and said, curse be any man. Listen, this is Joshua, a man. Cause he made a statement to the air. Nobody knows who the man could be. Anybody could be cursed. He said, curse be any man before the Lord who rises up to build this city Jericho. That means Joshua. He cast any man in advance. I don't know. It might be 200 years. It might be 600 years. It might be 1,000 years. Anyone that decides to rebuild Jericho, cause be the person. He now made a statement that scares me a lot. He said, the person shall lay his foundation with his firstborn. And with his youngest child, he will set up the gate. So that means a curse has been placed on that city, Jericho. And nobody knows where the curse is. Now, several years later, about 400 years later, a king came to power and he saw Jericho. He said, how can a city be dirty like this? He decided to take care of that city. But he does not know that in Joshua chapter 6 verse 26, a curse had been placed. I am praying for somebody here. Anyone suffering from any generational curse, if your heaven is loud, because it's broken tonight in the name of Jesus. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. So after Joshua have caused the place, later, like I said, the king came in. First Kings chapter 16, verse 34. The Bible says, in the days of Eel, the king, he was a king, he built Jericho. He does not know that there was a curse in place. He built Jericho. The Bible says he laid his foundation with Abraham. Abraham is firstborn. And with his youngest son, Segob, he set up the gate. According to the word which was spoken to Joshua, the son of Nun. There is power in curse. I'll give another example. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, this was when David killed Uriah and married the wife, blah, 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 like that. God raised a curse upon David. And look at it. He said, when you despise the commandment, why then have you despised the commandment of the Lord? By doing evil in his sight, you struck down Uriah, that was God talking to David, and the Hittite with a sword, and took his wife as your own wife, despite the number of wives you have in your city. For you have slain him with the sword of the Amorite. Look at what God said. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house. Because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah, the Hittite to be your own. Look at God telling David that he said the sword, everybody in your family will die of his sword. There will be sword in that family. Beloved, if you remember the story of the blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, Mark 10 verse 46, when he saw Jesus, you know Jesus was from the lineage of David. He said, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Then the question now is, does this curse come affect Jesus Christ? I'll show you now. In John chapter 19 verse 33, that was after Jesus got to the cross. But when he came to Jesus, that means somebody came to Jesus, he saw that he was already dead, but there was a curse in place. And they did not break his leg. That was a curse in place. But one of the soldiers brought us his spears his side with a spear. And immediately blood came out. That is the power of curse. Curse is dangerous. Curse is deadly. It's an, what is a curse? A curse is, there is always demon attached to any curse. When the word is spoken negatively to somebody's life, you need to pray yourself out of that sentence. Especially if you are the firstborn, you need to pray seriously. A curse is a weapon of darkness. It's a weapon of darkness. It's an instrument of limitation. When they say something like this, it will come to pass. A curse is an invisible spiritual barrier. You don't know what you are fighting, but you find that everywhere you go, there's always a blockage. It's a curse in place. A curse is when people suffer under closed heaven. You try all your possible best, yet the heaven is closed. When a curse is in place, a curse is an instrument that destroys people gently. It might not be, you just bit by bit be destroying the people. That's a curse. A curse is a force that directs the affairs of someone's life. You just find out that you want to go to uni, you couldn't go. You want to get married, a man disappoints you. The curse is the one affecting the person. Because it's an invisible rope that has bind the person's destiny around. They say, no, this is how far you can go. I am praying for somebody like you. Anyone that has issued any curse against you, whether they are living or dead, if your heaven is loud, the curse is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. The curse is broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. My mother, my sister, there are different types of curses. And listen very carefully. Number one, some people inherit curse. I had a friend, I see, he's still my friend anyway. I'm sure, I know the father. The mother died of poverty. The father died of poverty. He and all his siblings, they are graduated in the school of poverty. They are just poor. Not they try, not that they are lazy. Not that they tried all possible best, but yet, there is a curse of poverty upon the family. And the thing has been extended to their children now. Beloved, curse is it might be inherited. Number two, curse can be generational from one generation to the other. In some family, they don't marry at all. They don't marry. In some family, they marry, there's no children. In some family, they marry, they try to have children, but yet there's always miscarriages every day. In some family, they don't even marry at all. Beloved, there might be a generational curse. In some family, a particular sickness. That's why when you get to the GP, to the doctor, they say, did your mother had high blood pressure? Did your father had? They understand the mystery behind generational curse. Number three, a curse can be self-imposed. The Bible says, if that honored his father and his mother, his life will not be put in obscurity. He said, honor your father and your mother so that your days can be long. You can impose the curse upon yourself if you dishonor your father and your mother. And I can't tell you, there are three categories of people that can curse you. Number one, your biological father can curse you. Number two, your spiritual father can curse you. When two of them curse you, you can still go back to God. But when God curse you, where do you go to? No court of appeal. So self-imposed curse. Some people, he said, pay your tithe so that the windows of heaven can be opened unto you and it will rebuild the void right from your sin. He said, what is this pastor talking about? Remember, you hardly hear me talk about tithe or offering. No. God is our sustainers. You know? But if you don't pay, you are putting a self-inflicted curse upon yourself. He said, devourer. That's why the month you didn't pay, you find out the angel of your local just knock. The mechanic says $1,000 and £1,000. And you don't know. You will have to pay it, but you choose not to pray the small amount. Amen. A curse can be found in family. So family, how do I know those who are in curses? Number one, there's always all-round failure. Number two, they might be going through the same pattern of sickness. Number three, they work hard for years, but there's nothing to show for it. Number four, they are all around stagnancy around the person. You are going to pray. I want somebody to pray that prayer. There is somebody that is facing what I just mentioned here, stagnancy in your family. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every curse of thou shall not exist upon my life. Break by fire. Break. Oh yeah, break it. Oh yeah, break the coming. Open your mouth and pray. Mommy, please pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Every curse of thou shall not excel upon your family, upon your children, upon your life. Oh yeah, break by fire. Break by fire. Break. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Genesis chapter 49. Jacob called upon his children. He said, all of you, come. Let me tell you what will befall you in the later days. In verse 2, the man said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. Therefore, I'm going to pray for some firstborn today. You are my firstborn. The excellence of your mind, the might of my power, you are the first thing that came out of me. I'm sure Reuben will say, Daddy, you are talking about me. Well done, Daddy. Right on, Daddy. But suddenly, this man committed a sin of immorality with one of the wives of the father. But the father knew and kept quiet until the day he was about to die. He said, Reuben, This is you. This is, he said, unstable as water. Look at that. Many of us do not understand that statement. It's those who study science that you understand it. Water can come as ice. You can, if you freeze water, it becomes ice. If you boil water, it becomes steam. If water is unstable, if you leave ice block, it will melt to ice. That is where the water. That is how unstable. That's what the father used to cause the daughter, the son. He said, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. He said, why? Because you went to my father's house and defiled it with my cocoa. I decree today to anyone under the sound of my voice, including myself, that every curse of thou shall not excel operating in your life is broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, broken marriages and relationships can be as a result of curse. What the mother went through, what the father went through, in my baby one, the daughter went through, or the sons. Constant mistakes and error can be as a result of curse. Constant disease and infirmity in a particular family can be as a result of curse. All finding yourself in the wrong places with wrong location and with wrong people, it might be as a result of curse. Why are you not meeting the right people that will make your life better? It might be the cause. When you notice this, what they call get and lose syndrome. You get it today, you lose it tomorrow. Start a relationship today, next month you finish it. It's called, it might be as a result. Until when you face the cause, until when you fight the cause, nothing might happen. Parents, listen very carefully. There are some parents that there's a curse upon their life that they will not eat the fruit of their labor. I am decree to somebody's life. Every curse placed on any parent here or any parent to be that you will not eat the fruit of your labor over your children is broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. At the point of you now enjoying your children, they now run away from you. It's a curse in place. Marcus at table. What do we do? Run back to Jesus. The solution is in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. He said, he who sin is of the devil, but the devil has sinned from the beginning. So sin can lead you to curses. But the good news, the B part of it says, for this purpose, the Son of God, which is Jesus, was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. Beloved, the next few prayer points we are going to pray is to destroy this curse upon your life. I am praying for somebody like here. In the name that is above every other name, every curse upon your family is about to break completely in the name of Jesus. Now shout this one loud and clear. Say, every curse of doubt shall not excel. Place upon my life. Oh, yeah, break by fire. Break, 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 break. Aha. Oh, yeah, break, 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 break in the name. Aha. Break, 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 break. Oh, yeah, break the curse tonight. Oh, yeah, break the curse tonight. Oh, yeah, break the curse tonight. Oh, yeah, break in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break, 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 break. Break, break, break in Jesus' name. The curse is broken. Number two, you are going to pray. I don't know what you are passing through. It might be as a result of the mistake that your parents have made in the past. I want you to pray this one. Say, inherited curses that is fighting my life. Break by fire. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, every inherited curses of fighting my life, fighting my family, oh yeah, break by fire. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, they are broken. You are going to pray. Say, every curse that I will not enjoy the fruit of my labor. You are a liar. Break by fire. Break, 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 break. Oh, yeah, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse that say I will not enjoy the fruit of my labor. Oh, yeah, break, 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 aha! Oh yeah, break. Oh yeah, break the curse. Break the curse tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break the curse tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break the curse tonight. That say you will not eat the fruit of your labor. Oh yeah, break it. Aha! In Jesus' name, we pray. Every curse issued by any man or woman to turn my life upside down. Hey, I break you tonight by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break the curse tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break it. Aha. Break. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say this one loud and clear. Say every curse that says my tomorrow shall be dark. Look at this one. That your, they say your tomorrow will be dark. It might be a curse. Some people, you don't need to offend them before they issue curse upon you. You need to pray against this because you don't even know those who have issued the curse. Say every curse that says my tomorrow will be dark. You are a liar, bro. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Oh yeah, break. In the name of Jesus, aha! In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for your children too. I don't know those school. Some people, your children are doing good grade in school. They are making progress. But let me tell you one thing: if you think everybody is happy, you are deceiving yourself. That your children are making progress, you are deceiving yourself. It's only God that can fight the battle for you. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every wicked curse issued upon my children in order to destroy their future. You are a liar! Break by fire! In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, break, aha, break, aha. That's it. Help yourself. Yes. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Say this over yourself. Say every curse that is affecting my marriage. Ha! Yaka, ba, 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 ba. You need to pray that prayer. Say, because affecting my marriage, break by fire! Break. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break. Aha! Break the curse. In Jesus' name, it is broken. You know what? You are going to pray this next one. They want you to be feeding from hand to mouth. They want you to begin to beg before you eat. I have a word for somebody here. Any power anywhere that has issued any curse saying that you will beg money from those who you are supposed to be feeding. In the name of Jesus, the curse is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, it's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for somebody. I don't know who they have paid. Somebody has paid someone to make sure they issued a curse that you will not make progress in life upon you. I pray for you tonight. Who see it and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. Therefore, tonight I pray in the name of Jesus, anyone that has taken your name or your picture to any covenant of darkness in order to curse you, if your amen is loud, that curse shall backfire in the name of Jesus. It shall backfire. Aha! The Bible said, Psalm 7 verse 15. He said, he that diggeth a pit shall surely fall into it. I don't know who has dug a pit for somebody here. Anyone that has dug a pit for you and your family, if your amen is solid, they shall enter the pit by fire. They will enter the pit. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree to somebody there, anyone that has caused the work of your hand, they have caused your business, that said they will not make progress, they have caused your work, that whatever you lay your hands on shall not prosper. I stand again today, standing on Acts chapter 19 verse 11. The Bible says God wrought several miracles through the hands of Apostle Paul. I pray for you today, whatever you lay your hands on, I decree, whatever you lay your hands on, if your heaven is loud, it shall prosper. It shall prosper. It shall prosper. It shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, he said, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. He said, whatever he doeth, it shall surely prosper. I pray for you tonight. Anything you do shall surely prosper. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. I cover you in the blood of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Let me go to thank God for that session. Let's be blessed in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your day, for the day like this. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you for what you are doing in our life. Let us thank you for answer prayer. That the curse is surely broken. The blessing is what calls falling after curses. When you break the curse, you begin to enjoy the blessings. Begin to thank God for the blessing you are about to enjoy. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We are grateful. Oh, not hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, for all we have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh, Lord, for every firstborn here, whether you are a firstborn male or firstborn female, I decree the curse upon every firstborn. Remember, Cain was cursed. Reuben was cursed. Any curse upon your life, if your amen is up, is loud seven times, the curse is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Whether your children's life is broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken. Begin to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I cover you with the blood of God. I cover the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven thunders, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. See you on Thursday for the next prayer line. God bless you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, my dear. God bless you.